AG Sean Reyes says the Utah Governor's Office created the Instead initiative to combat the devastating incidence of teen suicide in Utah, where it is the most common cause of death for ages 10 to 17. Reyes told students about his background growing up in inner city Los Angeles and how his friend, rapper Kanye West, inspires him to create poetry of his own. Park City students were treated to an out-of-the-ordinary presentation by the Utah Attorney General.
I am the Attorney General now, so it goes a little something like this. You ready? I'm an innovating, devastating, rhyming AG, repper 801, Utah SLC. Don't waste your time trying to battle me, because I knock you out, you Frazier. I'm Ali, yes, Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay. You want to take my title, best step away. Political pugilist, I don't play. You feeling lucky, punk? Come on and make my day, because I can rope-a-dope, give you hope, take your best hits. And when I'm standing there smiling, you know I'm legit. You'll be punched out, tired, and ready to sit. And then I'll rain down blows till you beg me to quit. Round 1 of 15, it don't mean a thing. It's who's wearing the belt when we step out of the ring. Because I'll overcome whatever you bring, because I'm the undisputed heavyweight and pound-for-pound king. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Additionally, his office is taking the Instead program to school districts statewide by holding assemblies, pushing out the Safe UT app, and engaging communities. He says it's important to find what you love.
For me, it's rap, but for you, it might be art, it might be drama, it might be gaming. In other words, it doesn't matter what you do, it's how you do it. It's the passion and the love that you have to do it. You'll be successful, and then you'll be able to lift yourself and lift others around you. And that's what Instead is all about. It's finding that thing that you are passionate about. Don't let other people judge you. Don't let those haters take you down.
People who are bullied can feel lonely, isolated, and deeply depressed. Reyes wants students to use the Safe UT app, which he says provides support 24 hours a day.
Number one cause of death, death by suicide in Utah, more than the next three causes of death combined. And for 16 years, it just increased until we created the Safe UT app. And because of you, because you care about yourselves, because you care about your loved ones, your siblings, your friends, we've had tens of thousands of interactions and hundreds, if not thousands, of lives have been saved because of you.
Reyes says the healthcare industry, government, insurance, and business must look outside the traditional ways of treating depression and drug addiction. He says treatment program costs are astronomical and most people can't afford the $100,000 charges to access them. When people are suffering emotionally, he wants to eliminate the stigma, saying it doesn't matter who you are. Everyone struggles.
Not just someone who'll give you some superficial answer, someone who cares, who can give you some help, because we all need help. It doesn't matter if you're popular, it doesn't matter if you're rich, it doesn't matter your religion, your orientation, your country of origin. We all need help sometime. Too many of us suffering, alone, feeling like no one cares. That's what we need to talk about today, and that's why I'm so excited.
The assembly featured the prominent motivational speaker, Nick Wojcik, who was born without limbs and travels the world presenting to government officials, dignitaries, and children about overcoming bullying. KPCW will have more on Wojcik's presentation in a subsequent report. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.